Now, nothing can be worse than not knowing what's happened to a friend or a loved one. And this is the situation with Dane Kowalski. He has been missing since early December, but his mates have really gone all out to try and find him. And on the line is Chris Carrig. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Look, you know, what a wonderful thing you guys are doing. So tell us what's happened so far.
Well, the gist of the story is that he went missing and we haven't found him. Now, he took off on a trip to Darwin on the 13th of December, expecting to be there by Christmas, and just didn't turn up. We all started to get worried, and the next day, people were in their cars, and they were heading up north looking for him.
So when was the last time anyone heard from him?
13th of December.
So no one heard from him since then? Okay, not on Christmas Day or anything like that?
And that was what drew everyone to worry.
Yeah, okay. So he was driving in his car, and so have...
Correct. He was in a white... Holden Rodeo, mm-hmm. With license plates of WN114, mm-hmm. and just took off by himself, heading up there for a couple of days with a fishing trip, and then he was going to head back down for his goddaughter's first birthday.
So he's in a good frame of mind when he went?
Yeah, yep, you know, going just for a few days, holidays, Christmas, pretty excited to get out of Melbourne and then be back a few days after that.
And his bank account, where has that been accessed, or his phone, where's that at?
His bank account was accessed on that 13th, where he withdrew $800 cash, mm-hmm. And then his phone hasn't been used since the 13th.
Gee, it's hard to consider that someone with a car and you know, driving off has just disappeared off the face of the earth. Where have you looked so far?
We added up the kilometres a couple of nights ago, and we figured between the bunch of us out on the road, we think we've covered about 22,000 kilometres. Mm. In about a 9-day period, and that's just on the ground. We've covered quite a lot using helicopters and planes. A lot of people out there that we just can't thank enough who are donating fuel or time or getting us up in the air to get a bit more of a look outside of just out a window of a car.
Have there been any sightings of his car?
Not that we've heard of, and nothing that's been confirmed. Mm. I mean, I think that there's everybody out there now, it seems, has got their eyes on the road. So sure. I think the more people we get to, the more we're going to hear responses of possible sightings. That's been serious, though.
How many people are involved in the search?
Well, there's a good group of about 50 people who are working as a team. There's some people doing anything from the Facebook page and backing up the website to people... being on the road, driving a stupid amount of kilometres and out there searching. So we've got quite a good organised team that's behind the scenes as well as out on the road, which is what's helping us to get as far as we are at the moment.
And are you finding a response from people who don't even know him that are wanting to help?
Oh, it's been absolutely fantastic. We just can't thank the community enough.
Now, I understand you've got a fundraiser this weekend.
We do, and that's what I want to get onto.
Please, go ahead.
We've got the fundraiser at Era Bar in Eltham. Mm-hmm. Now, all the details are on our Find Dane Facebook page mm-hmm. or the Find Dane website, which is www.finddane.com. And we're going to have, it starts at about 3 p.m. tomorrow. We're going to have a silent auction there. The girls from Tiger Lily Women's Clothing in Eltham have organised all this together for us, and we're expecting about 600 people, and after this I wouldn't be surprised if we get upwards of, you know, 700 or 800. And
we'll try and give it a bit of a push along by putting it out on our social media as well for you.
That'd be great. And we've got, you know, we've got a silent auction with gift vouchers, memorabilia, one-off custom guitars that people have all donated just for the cause.
So what time does it start? Again?
At 3 p.m. tomorrow.
3 p.m. on Saturday at the Ira Bar in Eltham. And people
Correct.
Can get more information at www.finddane.com, and we'll put that up on the 3RW social media area on the Drive program social media as well, and I'll retweet it when I get off air. Look, congratulations on what you're doing for your mate, and I just think this is true Australian wonderfulness, and well done, Chris.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for your time. And just to say to all the listeners out there, we appreciate everything you're doing, if it's just from listening or telling a mate, or if it's from donating money to our page. It just really helps us keep positive and keep us out on the road and keep us, looking for our mate that we just want to get home and have a beer with.
And obviously if they go to your website, they'll see photos of him and they'll see the photos of the car. And that, as you say, it's a 2004 white Holden Rodeo four-wheel drive with the Rego WN114. And if anyone sees this car anywhere, please let obviously Crime Stoppers or anyone know. I mean, we're not saying it's a crime, but I'm just saying there's a number to ring. Thank you so much, Chris. Really appreciate your time. It is 5:24 and we'll be back after this.